This is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming at you yet again via the AboveTopSecret.com conspiracy podcast feed. And the topic for this pod thread is class in session. And, what can I say here? I just find the subject so fascinating, all the drama and stuff that's going on here. In fact, it's really interesting looking through some of the recent threads, some of the dramatis personae that have come through and graced ATS with their temporary presences. I forgot just how much fun that can be. Some of these exchanges that I've been getting into, and especially the fine folk, the COINTELPRO thread, and the fine focus issue. These remind me. I feel like I'm back in junior high school again. I don't know. Is there a junior high school class out there that's using ATS as some kind of field project? If so, hi guys. Oh man, it's just amazing. All the ad hominem people coming in, getting new accounts, and then just using the accounts to trash ATS. I mean, constructive criticism, and by constructive criticism, I mean criticism that makes some sense, would be great. I mean, I think that everybody, I've been called a sycophant, because I have so many kind words for the way the place is run and for ATS and for my fellow ATSers who I really have a lot of, as a group, I have a lot of regard for my fellow ATSers. And I guess that makes me a sycophant. it's just funny. If only they knew. Am I a sycophant? Ask the staff what a monster I am behind closed doors. I don't know. Maybe they. Just suffice it to say that I don't think that the overall record would have me painted as an actual sycophant. Maybe I'm a cheerleader, fanboy. I can go for that. But, a sycophant is somebody who kisses up to try and get something in return. And that's not me. It's not me. If I like something, I say it. If I don't like something, I say that too. And just because I try to be tactful when I do both does not make me a sycophant. But anyway, just something kind of sticks in my craw. It's like, come on, get a grip, All this stuff. I just think I might need to bump my best, worst vanity thread, the thread where magic is always on topic, if it gets thick enough. But then again, I'm going on vacation tomorrow, so I'm going to be gone for a while. So, and it's a drag, too, because I really love the drama. This is fun. but all good things must come to an end, and it's probably better if I don't troll the BQ and B2 much anymore anyway. Not for a while, because, we got so many new members, and and that's the thing. It's tempting when new members come along, and it's pretty obvious that they're basically here to, just kind of beat up on the site. It's tempting to want to just, take them to task and get into little flame wars and stuff like that. But, the truth is, and hey, I'm guilty of that. I'm totally guilty of that. But the truth is, the best approach, especially in times like these, is just to be gracious about it. Try and be understanding. Try and recognize that a lot of people are being drawn to ATS right now, specifically to do that, specifically to give us a hard time. And, or they might come here, because of the hullabaloo around this and, want to look around and see just what the deal is with ATS being a COINTELPRO operation and look around. And then they might just feel like, well, hey, this is bait and switch. You're not a COINTELPRO operation. I want my money back. I want my registration fee back, Yeah, here is all the money back that you spent to register at ATS, all $0. But, So, we're going to get that. And of course, registration's open right now. The minimum bar for becoming an ATS member right now is you have to be able to basically fill out the membership form, which is not expecting an awful lot. And in some of the cases of some of the new members I'm seeing, that's apparently expecting too much. The thing is, though, we are getting new members who are quality members. And so, we're getting our trolls. And I have to wonder if there isn't at least one or more troll organizations out there that are stacking the deck and both packing in new members and then maybe waking up some sleeper accounts. That's something I saw I thought was kind of interesting. But You know, the bottom line is, I think that there are groups of people out there that are, you know, trying to take a stab at ATS right now for whatever reason. And, you know, when the attention gets drawn to these kinds of things especially, then, you know, that's when the trolls will start to march, you know. Word gets out among the various troll gnaws out there on the internet, and they say, oh, hey, ATS is copping an attitude. Let's go teach them how it's done. You know, but I'm thinking, well, this is an opportunity for us, above top secret. This is our chance to show them how it's done. And, you know, my recommendation, what I'm going to try and do more, be better at, you know, just try and be more gracious as hosts, you know, and we got new members coming in and, you know, look at ATS. This place is huge. It's just huge. It's understandable that that new members that have run here by this Pentagon attack issue and the COINTELPRO issue, it's understandable that they might not get it, you know, for a while, you know. And for what it's worth, you know, I've been at ATS for over a year and a half now. There's still a lot of stuff I don't get. There's forums I've never gone into, you know. I mean, there's a whole world of ATS that I don't know anything about, and I've been here for a long time. So for someone who just got in the door, you know, this place can be overwhelming, and it can be very easy to get the wrong impressions about ATS. I know that some of the things I used to think about ATS turned out to be wrong, very wrong. So, and it took me a long time to figure it out. So I can understand why if someone's only been here for a few days, they just might not get the memo as to what ATS is really all about. And I think the right way for us members who've been here a little longer to approach that is, let's be patient. Well, let's try and not fly off the head, not let them trip our triggers, even when it's pretty obvious that it's somebody who's just here to yank our chains. You know, what we can do in exchange is just show that we've got some class, and then we can show them what it means when class is in session. Be well, friends.